Aboard USS Tracy Bowden. Michael Choi leans against the fantail's railing, staring at the horizon. You want to know who lost World War Z? Whales. I guess they never really had much of a chance, not with several million hungry boat people and half the world's navies converted to fishing fleets. It doesn't take much. Just one helo-dropped torp. Not so close as to do any physical damage, but close enough to leave them deaf and dazed. They wouldn't notice the factory ships until it was too late. You could hear it for miles away, the warhead detonations, the shrieks. Nothing conducts sound energy like water. Hell of a loss, and you don't have to be some patchouli-stinking crunchhead to appreciate it. My dad worked at Scripps, not the Claremont Girls' School, the Oceanographic Institute outside of San Diego. That's why I joined the Navy in the first place and how I first learned to love the ocean. You couldn't help but see California grays. Majestic animals. They were finally making a comeback after almost being hunted to extinction. They'd stopped being afraid of us, and sometimes you could paddle out close enough to touch them. They could have killed us in a heartbeat. One smack of a 12-foot tail fluke. One lunge of a 30-something-ton body. Early whalers used to call them devilfish because of the fierce fights they'd put up when cornered. They knew we didn't mean them any harm, though. They'd even let us pet them, or maybe if they were feeling protective of a calf, just brush us gently away. So much power, so much potential for destruction. Amazing creatures, the California grays. And now they're all gone, along with the blues and finbacks and humpbacks and rights. I've heard of random sightings of a few belugas and narwhals that survived under the Arctic ice, but there probably aren't enough for a sustainable gene pool. I know there are still a few intact pods of orcas, but with pollution levels the way they are, and less fish than an Arizona swimming pool, I wouldn't be too optimistic about their odds. Even if Mama Nature does give those killers some kind of reprieve, adapt them like she did with some of the dinosaurs, the gentle giants are gone forever. Kind of like that movie, Oh God, where the Almighty challenges man to try and make a mackerel from scratch. You can't, he says. And unless some genetic archivist got in there ahead of the torpedoes, you also can't make a California gray. The sun dips below the horizon. Michael sighs. So the next time someone tries to tell you about how the true losses of this war are our innocence or part of our humanity, he spits into the water. Whatever, bro. Tell it to the whales.